Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Area high school students are partnering with local companies and institutions of higher learning for apprenticeships that can lead to jobs and college credit. Let's go in depth with Terry Voss, Director of Work-Based Learning with Future Ready Iowa, and Silas Vanderhoff, a student at Pella High School. Well, Terry and Silas, thanks for joining me in my first Zoom meeting interview. But it's our new world, and this is the way we're doing things now, but we're here to talk about the Central College, Pella Career Academy, lots of businesses, the work-based learning program at Central. Terry, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Certainly. Thank you for this opportunity, Dr. Bob. This effort has actually been in the works for quite some time now, but we're really starting some new efforts and launching some new programs just this year. We had a signing event last week, and we're signing students on to both certifications and apprenticeship opportunities by which they attend classes and get academic credit for those classes, but also get credit for their on-the-job learning. So it's an earn while you learn model.
Okay, and this is coordinated by Central College, by you at Central College?
I am the coordinator, that's right, but working with a lot of very critical partners to make this happen. So Central is one of those partners, as is several area businesses and high schools.
Okay, so this is to get students prepared while they're still in high school for good paying jobs when they leave, is that right?
That's absolutely correct. Students so often have an idea of what they want to do, but don't necessarily know how to get a little experience or a little insight into those career opportunities to know if it's a real fit for them. So the important opportunity and intent behind this is to allow students to step into those roles and to get credit while they're exploring those roles, but also hopefully having the opportunity to learn that it's a good fit for them and growing with an employer in their skill sets. And knowing that if they do a good job and if it's a good fit for them, that they have employment in the future.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about apprenticing with Terry Voss, Director of Work-Based Learning with Future Ready Iowa, and Silas Vanderhoff, a student at Pella High School. Well, Silas, you were one of the participants. Tell us a little bit about it.
My teacher kind of brought it up one day in class. We were just talking about, like, jobs you can do or stuff you can do before you would actually start professionally doing it. And brought it up, and I was interested in it right away because I was pretty interested in welding and thought it sounded pretty fun to do, and I thought it was a good way to get some experience and then also make some money while you're doing it.
You wanted to be a welder for a long time. What's the deal with that?
Actually, this was my first year in welding. For a while, I had wanted to be an engineer. But then I really liked the idea of welding and saw that there was something you can do, like put both of them together. So I thought I would try this apprenticeship out and see if it's something I really like doing before I would go and get a college degree in it.
And the Career Academy of Pella has been doing this for some time.
Yes.
So did you get any Central College credit, or is just Central College, you know, one of the centers of a variety of things, Terry?
It really will be up to the students, like Silas, to decide how he wants to proceed down the pathway. Right away, with his classes that he's earning through the Career Academy of Pella, he is getting college credit through DMAC if he applies himself and does the appropriate paperwork and that sort of thing. But in Silas's example, say that he decides to mesh both his interest in welding and engineering in the future, he could do that. And Central College, for example, offers an engineering program, as do a number of other schools. But if his step into welding affirms the idea that he'd like to be an engineer with a specialty in welding, we would just make sure that he has the pathway to do that and help him figure out how to do that so that he could come out in the end with the degree and the work experience that he's really hoping to receive.
Well, how does that feel, Silas, all of those different opportunities open before you?
It feels really good knowing that there's a lot of people at the school and through DMAC and Central that are just taking time and giving us students a lot of opportunities that I know a lot of other kids around the country don't get all the time. And it's pretty cool getting to learn and earn at the same time, which is nice. And it's teaching hard work. It's a full-time job, which is nice for a teenager in the summer. So I think it's a really cool opportunity, and it feels pretty good to have people that care enough to put their time and their efforts into helping students with something like this.
Am I being too nosy asking what it pays?
No, you're good. Well, you start at $12 an hour this summer, and it is 40 hours a week for 8 weeks. And then you go to part-time because you still have to go to school during the school year, so it'll be for half of the day, either the first half or the second half. And so you start at $12 an hour, and then halfway through senior year, it gets bumped up to 15. And then that following summer, it gets bumped up to 18.
Well, so that's pretty good. $12 an hour is more than most student jobs in the summer that I know make.
Yep.
So you're making more than most of your buddies?
Yeah, they kind of do odd jobs, but as of now, once I started, I will be, yeah.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about apprenticing with Terry Voss, Director of Work-Based Learning with Future Ready Iowa, and Silas Vanderhoff, a student at Pella High School. Then that can turn into a career of welding, can't it, Terry, where it's a much more lucrative job than even that, right?
Oh, definitely. Part of the model in terms of the wage is reflective of the fact that he's working, but he's also getting college credit, which comes to at little to no cost. So, that wage model is really determined by the fact that he's not only gaining that pay, but he's gaining the college credit. Now, should he through the process decide that he wants to be a welder, then that's where he can land. He can finish the program because he loves to weld and found a good opportunity there. And even later on down the road, he could decide, I want to build on those welding skills and gain another degree or add to the the certification or degree that he already earned. So we really want to create a lot of on-ramps and off-ramps so that students who we know don't necessarily know today what they want to do for their entire lives have ways to jump in and jump out of different learnings, different career opportunities, and really progress themselves through a whole lifelong learning continuum.
Well, and this goes beyond welding too, doesn't it, Terry? Can you tell us about some of the other opportunities?
Yeah, definitely. So Silas, as he mentioned, is interested in welding, but we also have launched programs in engineering assistant and IT and early childhood education. And we're also developing programs in CNA and landscape management. And I really want to give a shout out to all the employers who are stepping forward and saying, hey, I really could use these young people's skills in my office or in my workplace. And so the employers that are currently involved in the different programs that I just mentioned, we just really appreciate all the employers that have stepped up and want to be a part of this program. And the ones that have been involved in the programs that we've just launched this summer include Coline, LDJ, Vermeer, Weiler, Pella Corporation, the Pella Early Learning Center, and ICE Technologies. So just very much appreciate all of them for the partnership.
Well, then this is also good for the local economy, too, in the sense that it's helping grow our local businesses. But then these kids, young people, hopefully will have a job and want to stay here in their, you know, here in or near their hometowns and, you know, help the communities grow and prosper.
You are exactly right in that we often lose students to go outside of Iowa because they're seeking out job opportunities that may not be available to them here in the state. And so we also want them to learn that there are some amazing opportunities, career opportunities for them right here close to home. And they don't always recognize that unless they get a chance to step foot in it and actually see the opportunities that are right here in their hometowns.
Well, it seems that this might be a model for other schools and colleges, universities, et cetera, to emulate. Is that the case?
Yeah, definitely. There was an apprenticeship pilot program that we coordinated a couple of years ago, and that was really a first in the nation model. So we are setting precedents and having people reach out to us already, finding out more about what is this program, how does it work, because we want to do what we can to help other areas in Iowa, but then across the country, develop similar programs if they're interested because of the value that it brings to young people and employers.
Well, Silas, do you have any other thoughts you'd like to share as we close?
You pretty much covered all of it.
Any reflections on what you've learned and your future?
I mean, I've learned a lot more than there's a lot more to these apprenticeships and these opportunities than I thought. I had heard about them before this year, and I really didn't know much about them, but seeing how much work goes into them and how many people are behind them now is pretty cool to see. I wish more students would give it a shot and try to do something within the apprenticeships, because it's a really good opportunity and just gives you a bunch of experience that it's pretty hard to find elsewhere.
And you're a junior, you're entering your senior year. Are you going to encourage other young people to, you know, participate in the program?
Oh, definitely. Yep. When the eighth graders came and visited the school, Mrs. Graham had an emergency and wasn't able to come to the school. So me and a couple of classmates were in charge of showing all the eighth graders through the weld shop. And we really harped on the apprenticeships and how it's something you can make good money in if maybe college isn't for you. And just kind of showing that there's a lot more opportunities outside of what society kind of tells you need to go to college. And yeah, so I've definitely been telling a lot of people about it. And a couple of my buddies are considering it next year now too, so.
Well, and Terry, any last thoughts? Anything else you'd like to share with the community?
No, I would just echo Silas's words there that people may not know what this program is all about because it is fairly new, especially as we add different strains or different career options to the list. So I would just encourage the community to reach out to the high schools or to myself. We'd love to talk with both employers and young people about what we're offering here, and let them know just really how flexible and versatile this program is, whether young people are looking for college credits or if they're looking for work experience, whether or not they need to earn the money or are questioning their ability to pay for college in the future. There are so many different reasons to look into this opportunity, and we'd love to be a resource for them.
Thanks to Terry Voss and Silas Vanderhoff for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.